Hey there, everybody, and welcome to the Android Central Podcast. It's episode number 108 for Thursday, September 13th, 2012. Welcome back, everybody. It's been a little while. It is good to see you. I'm Phil Nickinson. I'm your host for the podcast and the editor of AndroidCentral.com. And yes, this is, in fact, my real hair. I don't know why the chat room's freaking out about that. So welcome back. We've been gone for a couple weeks, I guess, from the official show, though we did have one with Alex and Richard from Berlin a couple weeks ago, which was awesome. But we're back here in our usual abodes and, you know, with the chat room, the live chat room. I can't tell if they're crazy or crazy awesome or something. Chat room, how are you guys? I wish I could hear you. I wish you could talk back to us, but you can't. I'm just going to pretend you are. The voices in my head, I will call them chat room. We got Jerry Hildenbrand from the site.
Hey, 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 what's happening, folks?
And from England, we got Alex Dobie.
Hey, everyone.
So Mickey and Corey are still around, absolutely. They are indisposed, but we will get them back soon, I promise. So what's going on? I mean, I've been talking to Alex for 2 weeks, but Alex was in Berlin last week for the IFA conference. Was it good? You survived. It's good to have you back.
Just about, yeah. It was actually a couple of weeks ago now, I think. But we had a lot of Android there, like way more Android than we thought. We had the Galaxy camera, the Galaxy Note 2, a whole bunch of Sony stuff, all these tablets as well. And actually, on the non-Android side, a lot of Windows stuff. Mm-hmm. So it was a big event. I think a bigger event than we were expecting it to be.
I know I've been saying I'm getting excited for a while, but I'm getting excited. Like, there's so much good stuff going on right now in between all the manufacturers, right? I'm still using the Galaxy S3 and actually enjoying it with CM10 on it very much. You know, I'm using the One X again. What's the other phone? Galaxy Nexus. I'm using one stock and one with CM10. And I tell you, you know what's weird? Actually, I think I like CM10 on the GS3 a little more for some reason. I'm not quite sure why. I don't have like.
I think the GS3 always, this like touch response always seems a little bit more quick on the S3, I found.
Something, yeah.
Like with any ROM. Something like that.
Or maybe it's the display. I mean, I'm fine. I'm absolutely fine with Galaxy Nexus still. But.
Yeah, it's still my daily driver right here.
Yeah. So we'll see. I got the HTC One S back. Ashley Esqueda had been borrowing it. And so she sent it back, and I fired it up this week. It's like, oh, I forgot how sexy this little guy feels. Though, I mean, I could have done without the pictures of her husband on there. Jimmy, dude. No, I'm kidding. no, it's a nice phone, and there's just so much cool stuff going on right now. And yes, we're going to talk about the iPhone for a minute, because we have to. How can we not do it, right? It was announced this week. Everybody lost their stuff. And I don't, man, the world's just going crazy. So yeah, let me just, Jerry, Alex, ask you guys straight up or down. Are you underwhelmed? Are you excited? Do you think it's cool? Jerry's shaking his head a little bit.
I don't know. I've just become increasingly jaded over the past year, so it's difficult to tell. But it's whatever Apple does is a big deal. It's not something I'm really that excited about. I think it looks like a nice device. It's going to sell tons of units. Other than that, I'm kind of nonplussed about it. I think if you want to look at it, I mean, we have tons of variety in Android, and it's, mm-hmm. you know, 1 week to next, we'll get loads of different designs and screen sizes and stuff. With the iOS crowd, they've had that design for 2 years now. Now they have something different, something that's improved on the build quality, something that with a bigger screen. So I think for them it's going to be a big deal, but looking in from the Android world, it's I think maybe we have a bit of a warped view of how significant it is to people who are in the iOS world.
It's not a small deal. I mean, Jerry, it's an iteration, right? So,
right.
Yeah, definitely iterative.
Exactly what I expected because I read iMore.
Ooh, good answer.
There was absolutely nothing there that should have surprised anybody.
Yeah.
Every change was good. And people that like iOS are going to love the damn thing, buy it in droves. It's going to be the best-selling iPhone ever, and it should be.
I mean,
no disappointment there.
A little bit of inside baseball. I keep thinking to the event and the hype around it and trying to translate it to what we see and what we go through. And I think the closest thing we have to that is probably HTC at Mobile World Congress. The London event for the Galaxy S3, and then I mean, that's about it, right? Even the
well, I think there's a big there's kind of a difference between
what I mean
is the S3 really not very much of it leaked at all, if you remember back. And I think a lot of people think, you know, underwhelmed maybe is because basically everything about this device leaked weeks, in some cases months ahead of time.
Right.
And I even, you know, me and Richard even tracked down a dummy unit, which was exactly the same design, more or less, that that we got earlier in the week.
Yeah. But so, but even for, like, I don't want to say even the scope of the events is different, because the Galaxy S3 event was pretty damn big, just in everything. and it was bizarre as far as events go. I mean, it was just different. So I'm trying to figure out why people don't get more excited for a Galaxy S3 event or for the HTC event. And maybe they were, and maybe I was just too busy working it, and it's not quite the same. And look, it's still a little apples and oranges anyway. See what I did there. Because, you know, because it's an Apple event, and it, there's just so much hype surrounding it. But why don't people get this excited about the Android events?
Good question. I mean, I think Fox 5 News here from DC talked about the iPhone 3 days in a row before the event yesterday. Mm-hmm. I've never heard them say anything about any Android device ever. Why that is, I don't know.
Is that the
phone? Part of it's got to do with just the sheer number of devices. Like, Apple does one phone a year. When they release something, it's a big deal. Samsung, you know, even in terms of flagships, you got the S3, you got the Note, you got all these other tablets. So, you know, it's less special when you get multiple kinds of events like this spread out throughout the year.
But the GS3 has sold how many millions already? I mean, it's not going to be...
It's like 20 million, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a small device, and, you know, the HTC phones haven't sold in the same numbers, but for us, they're still big devices, absolutely. And that was one of the things we talked with HTC. If you guys didn't know, I was in meetings with HTC in New York all last week. Some of them, a lot of it was off the record stuff, right? But, you know, so we got to talk to executives about the state of the company and where things are at. And, you know, obviously they read the same things we do, you know, and plus they're there. They know how it goes. I think All Things D did an on the record story, and a lot of it echoed things we heard. These are not small companies. These are not small devices. I'm not saying I want all the ridiculousness that goes along with an iPhone launch, because I don't think I do. It's dumb. It's to the point of being dumb, just from an editorial standpoint. But man, I want it. I want to see a little more of the hype just publicly, right? I mean, God, I woke up and my local TV station is, you know, U.S. ambassador killed in Libya. 300, you know, I'm watching AP Wire in the morning. 300 people die in a fire in Pakistan. And up next, the iPhone 5. It's like, oh, okay. But I want more excitement for the big Android phones. You know.
I think until one of them gets the same kind of brand awareness that Apple and the iPhone does, that's probably going to be a fairly long way off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Galaxy brand, people have heard of it, but it's nowhere near as I don't know what the word is, ubiquitous as the iPhone is.
Yeah, and it's not for lack of trying, because Samsung has spent a buttload of money this year. I wish I knew what their marketing budget was, because it's a lot. And that's, you know, that's one of the things we talked about last week, was how do you compete when somebody's spending that much money on marketing, right? And I mean, that's it goes mm-hmm. back to I don't remember if I told the story or not. I had a newspaper editor who said, look, you know, we can, you know, we're talking about circulation, and this is just things were starting to get bad. And he said, look, we could sell as many newspapers as we want, right? As many as we want to advertise and market. And phones are the same way, but it's, I mean, there's still something more that has to be done. So whether it's in the, you know, the HTC camp, or, you know, Motorola here in the States, or, you know, something. And I just want to see everybody do that well. But, you know, Samsung's killing it. So I don't know. I'm kind of excited about the new iPhone. To be honest, I wish there are a couple things that had me down, right? One is the nano SIM, so you can't, you know, hop devices back and forth.
Yeah.
That's kind of a big deal for me, right? I need to, I'm not leaving Android anytime soon. I'm a little disappointed it didn't have NFC, because, I mean, we've talked about this before. NFC is not going to really take off unless the iPhone gets behind it. It's fact of life. Sorry. You know, it needs some catalyst to really get it going, and I think that's what was going to do it. I think the Passbook thing on iOS 6 looks pretty cool. There's a lot of companies, you know, already using it that that I would like to see on Android. There's so much. I tell you, when you talk about fragmentation on Android, that's, you know, I have like three different flight tracking apps I use, and just I want, you know, Google to suck all this. Did I do a post on this? You know, I want Google. No, I think I did on Google Plus. I want Google Now to do so much more than it does right now. Right, I want it to hold my Delta tickets and my points and all this stuff, and, you know, all the traveling things that I need five apps for. I want it to do all that within Google. Right, there are APIs for this stuff, and you know, the airlines could let them do it, though the airlines are locking it down now too. And yeah, that's selfish because, you know, it's travel stuff and I do a lot of it. But things like that, right? That's what Apple, I think, is really killing it on. Not so concerned about the hardware. This argument that the iPhone is boring is just ridiculous. I think that's the easy story for people. It's easy for them to complain about it and want more. I don't know what I haven't seen one person suggest, here's what Apple should have done to make it exciting again. You know, meanwhile, we have these new and exciting—I would call them exciting—Android phones coming out that just don't get nearly the same amount of hype. So, that's that's my little rant.
Marketing.
Yeah.
So all marketing.
Hey, I did a post today though. The ear pods for ear holes. That's what I'm calling them. I mean, the name's just ear pod, but I'm like, it's ear pods for ear holes. It's not bad for cheap little earbuds, for $30 earbuds. They're not bad at all. So they don't work with Android phones, though, like the buttons and stuff. Though neither does it. I've got new Shure headphones I just bought, and they're still not perfect with them either. So.
There's
an app.
If you cut them and switch a wire, it works. Yeah. Apple does things a little bit differently than everybody else.
Right.
And, of course, everybody makes their equipment to work with an iPod.
Not everybody. There's that, was it Klipsch?
I'm just saying, if you go grab a pair off the shelf without looking, it'll probably work for Apple and not the rest of the world.
Anyway, that was fun to do because I like testing stuff like that. Are we done with Apple? I promised only 7 minutes of Apple.
I want to talk about the Jimmy Kimmel thing.
Yeah, all right. So if you haven't seen it,
It was hilarious.
Set the scene. If you haven't seen it, Jimmy Kimmel sends people onto the street in New York to show people the brand new iPhone 5. And they're all so excited. Oh, it's really cool. It seems much faster. Ooh, it's smaller. It's thinner. Oh, it's bigger. It actually wasn't even the iPhone 4S, I think. It was the iPhone 4. Right. That was pretty awesome. And
there was a clip of a guy who has an iPhone 4 in his left-handed case. And Jimmy Kimmel's iPhone 4 in his right hand, saying how much nicer it is. But what I want to say, and, you know, I'm not trying to knock anybody here, but how much editing did they do?
Oh, yeah.
How many people looked at that and said, well, that's not the new iPhone. What the F is wrong with you, you idiot? Get out of here.
Yeah.
So I hate to see people getting labeled like that. I know a lot of smart people that use Apple products. I try to convince them otherwise, but they still do. But not everybody is stupid. I hate seeing all this iSheep stuff. So yeah. I'm done. I just wanted to make sure I got to say that. Now I feel better.
It was entertaining, and that was, I think, the point of it. But
right, it was.
It was funny. But yeah, I think that would happen. You know, you show people what they want to see, and that's what they saw.
Well, give people an epic 4G touch Sprint, Galaxy S2, and tell them it's the Galaxy S3.
Right.
You would get the exact same. You know, this was meant just to be funny.
No, absolutely. No, you could probably show somebody Nexus One and say it's the new Nexus, and you know,
right.
It's the new Google phone. Ooh, it's nice. And I tell you, that's a testament to how good the phone was in the first place, I guess. But I guarantee you could do the same thing. But yeah, it was funny.
Yep.
So I'm actually going to look at the script now and see what's going on. Oh, 7 minutes of iPhone 5. Yeah. All right, we did it. So
reached our quota.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm gonna buy one. I mean, it's nice to see him go to 4 inches. I think the letterboxing of the display is kind of laughable, but apps will update. So, you know, so for apps that aren't designed to go to the bigger screen, there will be black bars above and below. And I mean, to me, that's a joke. I hate iPad apps. I guess the phone does it too, that, you know, you hit the times two button or whatever and they grow in size but look like crap, and I hate that. It's just such a non-Apple thing to do, but it, you know, whatever. So there's that. You were talking about the new Razer. So I was in meetings all last week, and you guys worked the hell out of some events, Jerry. Andrew Vaca was at the Motorola event and had three new phones from Motorola and Verizon. So we've only actually gotten one of them right now. The Razer HD and HD Max aren't out yet, but the Razer M is. Yeah. It's available now.
Looks like a nice little phone, doesn't it?
$99. You know, for mid-level, I think everybody, and I've read a bunch of other reviews, which I normally don't do, but everybody seems to kind of like the M a little bit, at least. It's still
I think they took a lot of the good from the Atrix HD and the Photon slider and, you know, phones that were starting to get different.
Right.
And now they really... I mean, this is the first Motorola phone I'm a little excited about. I want to make sure I get a chance to play with a Razer M.
Right.
And if they would throw out a developer unlockable bootloader GSM version, I think I'd buy it.
Well, but remember, that's not a Motorola thing.
Next week, Jerry.
That's a Verizon thing, right?
Right, right.
So, just the way it is.
I mean, it's just...
So, what do you guys make of this new Motorola thing? So we had Eric Schmidt coming up on stage, making, you know, talking a lot about, you know, software and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, you know, the final slide, I think, was welcome to the new Motorola Mobility. And they're talking about having $100 back if your Motorola phone for the past year doesn't get Jelly Bean, and they're going to be pushing Jelly Bean out on these new Razer phones. So, what do you guys make of this sort of new direction? Do you reckon it's, you know, we're starting to see some of the fruits of the Google takeover, or
it's an odd thing, isn't it?
I think that was Eric Schmidt's way of saying, hey, we're sorry, we can't fix what they screwed up before we bought them, but maybe this will make it a little better. Yeah. We'll try to do it right.
Yeah, I don't have a feel for that. I mean, is it on one hand, yes. Google owns Motorola. On another, they keep saying that it's this totally separate entity. They're running it like a separate company. You know, the only evidence I think you've seen so far that Motorola is owned by Google is that YouTube is streaming the events, you know, with all the gusto that Google can stream events, which is actually really, really good, right?
And Eric Schmidt.
And Eric Schmidt showed up, which is not a small thing, but... Remember, Eric Schmidt has showed up at a Motorola. Schmidt was at the Droid X event.
Yep.
A couple years ago when I went to that. So, and that wasn't a Google Experience device. Sort of. That was back in the weird muddy days of it. So, I mean, I think we still have some time to let everybody sort that out. I don't know. Do you guys think that Alex is going to the Motorola Intel event? Was it next week in London?
Next Tuesday, I think.
And, you know, I mean, that's when we're going to start seeing the first real retail, or at least non-Chinese retail, Intel devices. But even then, I'm not sure that we're going to see, like, heavy Google influence on this stuff. We might. I might be surprised. I still think it's a little early.
Well, Chrome's the default browser now, isn't it? In the M and the Razer HD, I think.
And we never quite figured out how they did that, have we, Jerry, as far as licensing? Or does that... No, that doesn't matter. I mean, that doesn't matter.
It's a Google app. Right. It's closed. It's okay.
Okay.
When you
maybe we shouldn't read too much into that. I'm pretty sure it's the default browser and the Galaxy camera as well, for whatever that's worth. Yeah, so maybe that's just the way things are going.
And we all figured that was coming, so.
Yeah.
I just get a feeling that Motorola is... Google has a hardware partner build Nexus devices for their application developers and, you know, offer to the world. I think Motorola is... I see them as an arm of Google to take care of Sprint and Verizon here in the United States, build high quality devices with a much better skin than it used to be. They work really well on Sprint and Verizon's network, and the people there love them. That's a good thing for Google to have in their pocket.
I think, they're kind of running it as their sort of model OEM, aren't they? Like this is how other OEMs should do their Android phones. They're fine with skins and stuff. They want... focus on updates. They want Chrome to be the default browser.
Yep. And that's a good thing for us here in the States, especially.
Sure.
I don't know what to tell you about unlocking bootloaders, though, Jerry. I mean, that's still a carrier thing.
Yeah,
you never get. There are some things you're never getting away from. I mean, they were saying that they're promising Jelly Bean on these devices by the end of the year, and you've got to be sure that part of the reason for that is you've got the long Verizon certification process to go through. Some of that is still outside of their control.
Right. Yeah, it's and kudos to Sprint. Sprint's doing all the right things right now, I think. You know, letting you unlock bootloaders. They're not putting a whole lot of apps on the devices. You know, really, that's the way it should be.
They were first out of the gate back in Gingerbread with uninstallable apps too, weren't they? Didn't one of their Evos, the 3D maybe, came with?
I think so. Yeah.
Apps that you could uninstall.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I don't know. Oh, you know what else I was laughing at today is everybody's freaking out because Verizon and Sprint won't have simultaneous voice and data on AT&T and the iPhone. But remember how voice and data have been on the AT&T iPhone all this time anyway? It's like, well, you're still kind of screwed. So, anything else on Moto? It's good stuff, and I really, it's the Intel things that I'm...
Have we touched on Intel yet? Because that's kind of a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say about it that we haven't already seen. I mean, it's really the getting it into our hands and battery life is the big thing for me. I mean, we're really starting to hit this equilibrium of hardware, right? I mean, how many other big leaps are we going to see in hardware anytime soon? And, you know, talking to manufacturers and carriers about it, it's like... That, I mean, it's where you're going to see it's all going to be about ecosystem from here on out. I mean,
I think the only big leap we have left, we're going to see this next week again, is the Optimus G and other phones that are running the quad core Snapdragon S4 Pro, because that is kind of another leap beyond the other chips that we've seen so far this year. So whether you'll see it in the way you use the device or not, that is just, you know, a whole lot more performance than we've ever seen from a chip so far this year.
Yeah. And we've been saying that for a while, so we'll see. But
yeah.
I think it's going to be good. But, I mean, you're not going to see big leaps in screen tech at this point, probably, right?
No,
I mean,
it's
batteries, but...
I'd be surprised if we saw anything that beat the 1X in screen quality this year.
Yeah, still the best, absolutely. So we'll see. Kindle Fire, you guys want to talk about that any? Looks nice, looks interesting. We've got ours on the way. We're buying retail units to test.
Mine will be here tomorrow. Yay,
that's right. And then I'm going to do the big one when I get back after next week. Forked. Blackman X is screaming in the chat room. Yes, it's a fork. This is the way Android should be forked. It's the way it's supposed to work. I'm happy for him.
Right, that's a good thing.
And, you know, again, going back to ecosystem, right? It's all about ecosystem. I'm, you know, as much as I love the Nexus 7, I still think Amazon's doing it better because it has the ecosystem in place.
And it's, especially outside the US, they have way more options for music and that kind of stuff than Google does.
Yeah, I mean.
So you guys mad about the ads on the lock screen? That was a big sort of point of contention last week.
I'm gonna have to see it before I get upset about it. If they're only on the lock screen, I'm probably okay with that. I'll probably still pay $15 to get rid of them, but I mean, it's just on principle, it's not the worst thing in the world.
I get online and look at Amazon ads, see what's on sale. They get half my paycheck every month. They know what I like to look at. Hell yeah, show me the ads. Take my money, put it right there where I can see what's on sale so I can buy it. Right. I like it.
And, well, I'd say that they're not going to bother me. I'm not sure I like it on principle. Like, I've already paid for the device. Now, if you're going to subsidize it through advertising, I mean, something about it just sits bad, right? Like, it feels weird.
Mm.
But it's only because it's different and we're not used to it, and maybe we need to be. I don't know. If it's going to keep the hardware cheap. And, you know, Google said we want to make money. You know, we don't want to make money off of you buying the device. We want to, you know, want you to make money off of our services. And I get that, and that's good. But, man, I just need one good place to keep all my stuff. I want one place to buy, you know, music and keep music. I got you know, I guess it's been about a year, so I got the email from Amazon saying, hey, are you going to re-up on your big-ass $100 Amazon Music Cloud thing that you bought last year and probably didn't need to because Google Music came out 2 weeks later? Or it's like, well, am I going to use Google Music? Or, you know, do I need to get serious again about having it all locally somewhere in the house so that the whole family can pull off it? Or I'm doing some deep thinking about that again. And I don't have an answer.
Open a new Google account. Open a new Google Music account. Put everything up there and then give the login to your wife and kids.
Yeah. I mean, I'm using Google Music and I still like it, but I need something offline for, you know, flying. So I got this big ass 64 gigabyte card for the that I've got in the Galaxy S3, and I'm still syncing stuff over to it. But it's taxing on the brain. Trying to remember what works where, and I still love the Nexus Q out in the living room though. Perfect for me. That's the way I want it. And the way it should be. So. Hey. That's my problem of the week. LG Intuition coming on Verizon, so we've got one. Andrew was at the event last week. Yeah.
Have fun with that. you're listening to three people who have touched the Optimus View.
Yes.
I like to see people take risks. Nice work, LG. You took a risk. Failed. Sorry. The thing is just a mess.
The software is good. Everything else is a train wreck.
Yeah.
Yep.
Basically. Yeah.
You want to talk Facebook for a minute? So Facebook says, oh, yeah, hey, Zuckerberg was speaking at the TechCrunch Disrupt conference. He says, yeah, you know, that whole HTML5 thing, that was a bad idea. Yeah, should have gone native. So they've got iPhone, iOS's native app now. We'll get native on Android. And I think everybody saw that coming, right? I mean, that's...
Yeah, it would add to.
My thing now is it keeps unremembering my... Unremembering, also called forgetting. It keeps forgetting my password like every 2 days. It's annoying as hell, and I'm not the only one. I don't know why it's doing that. I guess that means I should stop using Facebook.
I don't use Facebook. It never remembers my password.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I gave up using the app long ago. I've just been using the old mobile web thing, which is actually pretty good.
Hmm. Although on all the hate that the Facebook app for Android gets, my wife loves it.
Huh.
She's
wrong.
She is a Facebook junkie, and she has no problems with it.
Terry, you're wrong.
I'll say, Terry, does this happen on your Facebook app? What? And I'll tell her, and she'll say, no, I never noticed it. I like it. So there are a few people out there who like the damn thing.
Well, she's still wrong.
Well, she could be. I'm not going to tell her, but she could be.
500 million installs of Android. Woohoo!
That's a big-ass number.
It's a big number. It's a really big number.
1.3 million activations
a day.
A day.
What was the number we saw? Was it 70,000 of those or tablets a day, I think?
Yes. Yes. Mm. 70,000.
That seemed high.
Not comparatively to 1.3 million.
Yeah, it's still a drop in the ocean, isn't it?
Right. Maybe it's low.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, getting back sort of briefly to all the stuff we saw at IFA, there's so many Windows tablets, so many Windows sort of convertible transformer type things now. And I mean, where do you think the future is if there is a future for Android tablets and all that? Because I'm struggling to come up with an answer to that.
I mean, again, going back to ecosystem, I'm really starting to think more about enterprise, especially because we all expect RIM to fall off the face of the earth here in a few months or eventually. You know, and that was another one. I think it was Schmidt or somebody said, look, you know, we missed on enterprise, and I agree. And I'm really curious to see how Microsoft steps into that hole with Windows Phone 8, you know, because they already have the Exchange ecosystem set up and just how many businesses, right, in a whole bunch. I'm speaking at a thing locally tomorrow about mobile and enterprise and bring your own device and how that's the big thing now. So, I mean, and that's the big question, right? I think that's where Android has the leg up because there's so many out there and they're activating 1.3 million a day and Microsoft is nowhere near that number with Windows Phone 8. Mm. I think some of the Windows Phone 8 hardware we're seeing right now is pretty cool and pretty good. But you just, again, you got to get somebody to buy it. Right, I mean, it's not enough just to have the cool hardware, and Android is selling so much, and the iPhone is still selling so much. BlackBerry 10 is going to be here, you know, by the end of the year, maybe. But I mean, and are IT people going to? I mean, even IT people who are notoriously slow to change aren't going to be able to wait forever because you have so many people in your business saying, "I want to use my phone. I need to hook in. I need to get my stuff," and they're going to have to do it. So you know, Google needs to really pay attention to that, I think. And a lot of that's kind of over my head, right? I mean, there's so much. I think it was last year at MWC 2011 at the Galaxy S2 event. I mean, they spent a good amount of time, Samsung and Cisco did on stage, pimping all the good stuff they had going on, too. And so there are all these hooks built in, mm-hmm. and that's important. But
they did the same with the original Galaxy Note last year, and then mm-hmm. the you know, Samsung, you know, as well as Google, they're going beyond them. They're having all this extra security built in there. They know how important enterprises.
Right. So,
I mean, I don't. Whoever makes the best, lightest tablet that works wins mobile enterprise.
Yeah.
These new Microsoft convertible tablet laptop kind of things. If they come with a little bit of offline storage and they shoehorn some version of Office on there that works really well with the ARM processor and they can play their Angry Birds games on it, there's your enterprise. That will get people to buy Windows 8 phones.
True.
Mm. Yeah, I would agree with you there.
Trying to think what else we got going on. Yes,
it's all next week, I think, isn't it? Well, all the crazy stuff.
LG's doing events next week. They're doing one in New York.
HTC
next week. LG's doing stuff not in New York as well. Hint, hint. Nudge, nudge. Wink, wink. yeah, HTC. There's no Windows Phone. So Microsoft's announcing stuff at the end of October. I have no idea what HTC is doing. So I think it's pretty obvious it's Android, judging from the invite that they invited us and other Android blogs.
We got the iPhone 5 launch end of next week, which isn't Android, but it's a big deal.
No, it's a big deal, and we'll pay attention to it.
And we'll be covering that.
I'm going to go hand out. Oh, I should totally go hand out Android t-shirts. We should do that. We're going to send a bunch to you, Alex. You can hand them out in London. Maybe that won't work. Maybe that's a bad idea.
Maybe not.
I'll think about that overnight.
Mm.
Anything else?
You can't suggest things like that to me, Phil.
Anything else?
When I say BlackBerry by Choice t-shirts.
Yeah. We'll hand out Kevin's middle finger BlackBerry by Choice t-shirts. Or not. That's a bad idea. Oh, man. Well, you want to do some emails and voicemails, and we'll get out of here?
Sure.
Sounds like a plan.
No, chat room, if you guys think anything we have forgotten about over 2 weeks, let us know. yeah, we'll start with some voicemails, I suppose. Let me find our list of who we got. Okay, well, let's start with Eric, I guess.
Hey, guys. This is Eric from Smyrna. Love the podcast. Just looking to find a good case for my daughter's new Samsung Galaxy Tab 7.0 Plus. I'm having trouble finding anything. What I'm looking for is a case that'll have a good snap-on back with a good security so she doesn't have to worry about breaking it when she drops it. And also something that has a stand. I'm not finding anything in the Shop Android store, and I'm having trouble finding anything anywhere else. If you guys have any pointers, anything I can look for, or if you want to suggest something else, I'd love to hear it. Thanks.
Hey, for that tablet, it might be a little
tough.
It's
kind of an obscure tablet, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't around for very long. They replaced it rather quickly. I wonder if the Galaxy Tab 2 7-inch cases fit the Galaxy 7 Plus.
it's got to be similar, but if he's looking for something that's going to be snap on, then, you know, any difference is going to probably throw it off, isn't it?
Yeah. Where's my, I'm looking around for my.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to steer anybody elsewhere, but I would scour Amazon and eBay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And if you find something, by all means, email us.
Yeah, email us, podcast@androidcentral.com, and we'll mention it next time. So, chat room, if you guys know anything, throw anything in there, too. So, all right, let's move on to John.
Hey there, Android Central. This is John from New Jersey. My form name is Touch That Pad, which is my little nod to the left. Anyways, I have a question. Hopefully you guys can answer it for me. Something that's always confused me is the different screen displays on mobile phones. From Super AMOLED to QHD to HD to HDVA, which I think is correct. I don't even know if it is. Is there a guide or something that you guys follow, or, you know, that says what they all mean? Or do you have a particular favorite out of all of them? Like, what, when you're shopping, which one do you think that, you know, you should be looking for? And do you think that the average consumer cares or can even tell the difference? Thanks a lot, you guys. Keep up the great work.
So back in the old days when I was doing the
resolution with those letters.
Yeah. Yes. More letters. So back in the old days of the WM Experts podcast, now the WP Central podcast, and we started getting more and more resolutions, I would get yelled at for not remembering them. And, you know, this is back when, you know, 320 by 240 was normal, or 320 by 320. And, you know, when we went up to 480, it was a big deal. I would get so yelled at for not remembering. Here's what I do. I literally type in, you know, WVGA Wikipedia. And there's some really nice charts on there. I don't remember the numbers. I'm sorry. I'm a bad nerd. Jerry, do you remember?
I remember the technology, and I give myself a point for that. But HGVA or HVGA, hell yeah, I got to go look too. I don't remember what that is.
Yeah,
I can remember 720p.
Give me the numbers. Like, I know numbers. I know, you know.
Yeah.
I remember how bad 320 by 480 is, or God forbid,
right,
even worse. You know, I know that 480 by 800 is the minimum I would go now ever. Ever. QHD if I have to, right? And QHD, I just remember because it's got a Q in it. You know, 720 by 1280 yeah, is what I want. And, you know, if we get up to 1080 pixels in the short dimension, it's just going to be ridiculous, if only for the battery. Yeah. SLCD2 is my favorite now, I think.
Yeah, just make every screen just like the one on the 1X,
yeah,
and we don't care about the numbers or letters anymore.
I mean, that's not to say that the Galaxy S3 is bad, because it's not. I'm perfectly fine using
it. No.
And I'm still perfectly fine using the Galaxy Nexus, but the GS3 is... I tell you, I've got the Photon Q sitting here, and it's not bad. It's, you know, not the best. It has some weird kind of, what did I call it, almost like a polarization as you tilt it, especially depending on the light. So, like, the colors will shift a little bit, and it's kind of weird. But it's a nice phone, too, by the way. I got to finish that review, finally. Just buy it. If you're on Sprint and you want a keyboard and a world phone, just buy it. It's a good phone. Oy. All right. Who's next? Next we have Peter.
Hi, guys. My name is Steven Fernandez. I was listening to your latest podcast, and you're always talking about the HTC One X, and you're talking about the S3. And I have both devices. They're both great devices. I think the HTC One X has a, you know, I agree, it has a better screen and all, and the S3 is cool. But if you compare them based on battery life, the S3, at least in my case, beats out the HTC One X by a long shot. I mean, I would say that the S3 is comparable to the iPhone as far as how well the battery will last throughout the day. And as much as I love the HTC One X, I find myself always gravitating towards the S3 just because I know the battery is going to last me a lot longer during the day. And I tend to have both devices configured the same, so I don't really think it's something that, you know, it's some kind of software or something that I have on it. And I was kind of curious about your feedback on that, because you guys are always sort of talking about both devices as if they were equivalent, or, you know, you could pretty much use any of them. And if it wasn't for the battery life, I would agree with that. But, it, you know, at least in my case, wow, the battery life is there's a dramatic difference. Do you guys run into that, or is that only me? Thanks a lot, and I love the show. Bye-bye.
two phones, same network, different battery life. Absolutely possible. Right?
Yep.
I mean, very different software, very different power management. Right? I mean, very different radios.
Oh, and twice as big battery in one as there is in the other. I mean, isn't it 2100 compared to 1280 or something?
No.
That's 1800. 1800.
No. Yeah.
And the 1X.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, different battery sizes, but not gross.
The 1X had a little bitty battery.
No. It's got a big battery.
Nope.
Nice big battery.
I charge mine every other day.
Yes, it has much better battery life than by a long way, especially the international one.
Yeah, and you know, by all means, if you got one that's better than the other, I mean, there's no wrong answer there, I don't think.
No.
And I'm not sure I've stopped to think about it. Although I'm not running the Galaxy S3 on AT&T with the 1X, so I can't quite compare that. But no, I mean, there's no wrong answer there. Different phones are going to get different battery life, but they also do have different battery sizes. I mean, they're comparable, but, you know, not the same. So, but don't feel bad about it. Use them. Use them both.
Damn right.
I use them both. I mean, literally, whichever one is more charged when I need to leave the house, that's the one I take with me now. It's so fun to be able to do that. I wish everybody could do that. I feel bad. Like, everybody should have these many great phones to play with because they're all that good. Just go buy one. Oh, Mitchell looks here. He broke his 1X. No love for Android.
You ought to send me that, Kevin. I want a white one. I'll fix it.
All right, let's go to, and I'm sorry, I think that was Peter. It might have been Steven. It was a little tough to tell. So when you guys call to leave voicemails, you know, go slow. We're old. We don't hear that well. And they're crappy recordings on our little MP3 PBX thing. So, all right, let's go to, I believe it's Remy.
Oh, yeah, hi.
Hey there, Android Central. This is John from New Jersey.
All right, cut. I screwed that one up. We'll do that next week.
That was Legion.
I think that was me saving something badly in Audacity. My fault. Sorry. All right, so we got one more to go. This is Andrew.
No Andrew?
I didn't put Andrew in there? Man, I am so out of something.
Have an Andrew from previous week. Do you want to use him?
Maybe that was that the one from previous week then?
August 24th?
I don't remember. Just play it.
Hi, guys. This is Andrew calling from Austria. This one goes out to Jerry regarding his speech in favor of Flash within the last episode of your fantastic podcast. Jerry, you as an open source lover with a true developer's heart, I just didn't get it how you could argue against the use of HTML5. Flash was the last proprietary web technology and it is controlled by a commercial company. Get rid of it. You don't need it anymore. Change it to something that's controlled by the W3C. I had the choice of installing Flash on my Nexus S, and I didn't. It always worked bad on the mobile, was accountable for lots of instabilities on the Android platform, and guess what? I didn't miss it at all. Just have a look at Adobe Edge Animate for creating animated web content with HTML5, CSS3, JavaScript, which runs great both on all mobile devices and desktops. With Adobe changing all of their fantastic design tools to make HTML5 creation as simple as Flash, the time of blue Lego will soon be over. By the way, I just received my Lloyd t-shirts from Shop Android Central, and I really love them. Such a fantastic design, it's just an eye-catcher. Having said this, keep up the great work, love your show. Guten Abend, macht es gut, und schöne Grüße aus Wien.
If anybody wants to tell us what Andrew just said there at the end, please, God, don't let it be.
Yeah, he just said goodbye and just being cool.
Just checking. Not that I don't trust you, Andrew. Not that I don't trust you, but...
No, he didn't say F you, Jerry, you closed-source-loving bastard. You know what? Yes, proprietary, I hate it. I hate it as much as I hate the people in Cupertino for the proprietary nonsense they play. But until the internet moves to HTML5, you need it on mobile. Period. You can't get away from that. HTML5 up till recently sucked on mobile. It's okay for a static little app on the iPhone. Really, really sucked on Android. Maybe it's better with Chrome. I haven't really looked. But you got to get the internet to change over first, then get rid of it. Make it go away. But until then, we need it. There's no sense pretending we don't.
I saw somebody mention, speaking of the whole Facebook thing, that the Instagram app is HTML5 based, and it's so much better than Facebook's. So, I mean, it's subjective, I suppose. But
that's interesting.
I turned off Flash on Chrome on my MacBook, and I've got to click the button now or whatever to launch Flash. Yeah. So it's run on demand, and I mean, you just have no appreciation for how much of the web is still on Flash until you turn it off. It's incredible.
Yep.
And that's things that you would think otherwise, like YouTube. Why the hell am I still seeing Flash on YouTube? I thought they'd changed that a while back, and just the number of ads.
Is the reason you're still seeing Flash on YouTube?
Oh, really?
Yeah. All the most profitable ads are still Flash ads, and if you want to have a sort of pre-video ad, then you can't use the HTML5 player. So it's just advertising keeping that going on YouTube right now on the web.
I did not know that.
But see, like Andrew mentions, Adobe is building the tools. The tools have to come first. Mm-hmm. Make the tools easy so all the big companies will use them, and then all the little companies that just steal Adobe apps from the Pirate Bay will get them and use them, and Flash will go away, and then we don't need it anymore.
Hey, well, it's got to change at some point. But we got to wait.
It'll happen eventually.
Yeah. So, but Jerry, Andrew's disappointed in you.
That's all right. Lots of people were disappointed.
Oh. All right, let's do a couple of emails. Daniel writes, any word on the developer version of the Galaxy S3 for Verizon? I want to pay full price for the phone so I can keep my unlimited data plan. I would like to have the Samsung version. Or, it doesn't really make sense. Maybe the Verizon version, so there would be less work to do there. Less work to do to get it where I want it. Thanks for the site and the podcast. It's the only site I check daily. Yeah, where the hell is the developer version for the GS3?
On Verizon? Fair point. There.
I don't know.
That's ridiculous.
Now, that said, don't forget, you can buy it full price on Verizon. I mean, that's what I did. I couldn't wait for the developer version, and I had a feeling it wasn't going to be out quickly. So we paid full price for it, and I unlocked it that day and have CM10 on it, and I'm very much happy with it. The only thing I'm missing is the camera app, because Samsung has a really good camera app with a lot of good features on it, and that's the only piece of Samsung software on it that I'm missing.
But now, because of you, Verizon has no incentive to ever agree to it again. All because of you, Phil.
Not my fault. All they had to do was put it out in a timely fashion.
Agreed.
So. And I couldn't wait. I needed it. Sorry. For my job. For work.
For the first month, I was on people, no, wait, buy it, do the right thing. Now, screw them.
I probably would have waited a couple weeks. But.
Yeah, I mean, it's been what? 2-3 months now?
Yeah.
It's getting ridiculous.
They weren't serious, or we'd have seen it by now, so don't let them string you along. Just buy one from the Verizon store and crack it yourself.
Again, kudos to Motorola and Sprint and HTC and Sony and everybody who's at least letting that be an option. And Moto's unlock tool was great. It was just about doing it the same way that HTC does. I haven't done a Sony one, so I don't know about that. I mean, I tell you, Alex is starting to get me a little excited for Sony devices.
The second round of stuff this year is going to be pretty good. We've got Xperia T, which is this kind of resurrected version of the Xperia Arc. You got the same sort of design on there. It looks good. It's solid hardware, ICS, so you're not getting the most recent version of Android, but you kind of never do with Sony. Very nice screen, very nice camera. I've heard a lot of people say that it's kind of a boring design, but it's a solid phone. I think it's going to stack up pretty well against whatever else we see over the next few months.
Next email. Who wants it? Nobody?
I'll get it. Lewis writes.
Is that it?
Lewis or Louis? Lewis? I currently have the Sprint Epic Touch 4G and have noticed that the app icons on my home screen are now burned onto the screen. Ooh. Whenever I open an app or my browser, I can still see the app icons from my home screen. I've adjusted the screen settings as far as brightness and other things, but it's still a problem. I'm just curious if you guys have seen or heard of this issue. Thanks for your time and keep up the great work. Yep, AMOLED.
Burning.
I love the colors, but it burns. Go to a Verizon store, pick up one of the Galaxy Nexuses that are on display, and go to Google and search black under pictures and just find a big black picture. And you'll see the whole home screen burned in white.
Yep. I finally saw it on the Nexus 7, by the way. I forget what I was doing, but I finally saw ghosting.
Yeah, that's a different thing, though. This is...
Right, no. This is we're talking burn-in.
Yeah. I wish they didn't do it, but it's just the nature of the beast there.
Anything you can do to... I mean, there used to be, like DVDs you could get for TVs to fix pixels and...
Yeah, there's apps in the market that claim to do something about it. To me, they just look like an acid trip. When you turn them on, they just flash and go insane. But I don't have a phone here that's burned in to know if it does anything or not, so I don't want to recommend it.
All right, last email.
I'll take this one. Jordan writes, do you think the Android PDK is having any effect on updates, at least on the international market, based on leaked builds for phones? I would say either it's maybe too early to tell, but probably not. I mean, if you talk about builds for Samsung, then basically the reason Samsung is so far ahead of everyone else with updates is because they just have loads of engineers working flat out to get Jelly Bean devices out the door. So I think that's more a case of one manufacturer just making updates a pretty big priority for their flagships than the PDK having any impact. I mean, the PDK is based around getting the new version of Android onto new phones, not updating old ones. That's the main point of it. So, I don't think it's going to be this sort of holy grail that some people think it will be for getting phones updated in a timely manner, really. And I've actually got a massive article on this coming at some point about how basically the update situation is just going to stay as it is, and that it's always going to be the case that you're waiting for updates. That's just the way it is with Android. So, maybe not the answer you're looking for, but that's, I think, the way things are going to go.
Alex is getting Skyped. You might need to call back.
Yeah.
It's just kind of, yeah. I want to talk apps for a second, because Jerry's got me playing games again. And it's,
woo-hoo.
Yeah. So what was the last one?
For life.
I was playing Ski Safari for a long time. I beat Granny Smith already. Granny Smith was decent. Is that another Tegra game?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was okay. You're flipping around and you're getting coins and stuff. So now I'm playing the Beach Buggy, Beach Buggy Blitz?
Yes. Something. Oh my God. Buy a Logitech wireless controller and play it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Completely different experience. You sound like me. Probably. Do you stay up in the middle of the night when your wife's in bed and play games on your little tablet?
No.
Well, then you don't sound like me.
You know what I want to do? Actually, I need to put it on one of the HTC phones and run it through the media link onto the TV.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yes. That's going to be fun. Beach Buggy's okay. Awesome. The difference for me for that is... I mean, they're concentrating on picking up coins, so you're driving this beach buggy on a beach. Just that's where you drive beach buggies, and you're either trying too hard to collect the coins, or you're trying too hard to collect time and keep going. So it's a little too hard in that respect, but it's fun. I like it.
Well, I like it because you can unlock a guy that looks just like me with a hat and a beard and glasses.
Really?
I pretend that I'm in the game.
I'm trying to think. There's anything else I'm using, but no, I've just been playing more games. Derek Kessler's kicking my butt in Words with Friends. I started playing that again. But
WWF threw me for a loop the other night.
That it? You guys playing anything else?
Not really. Not really have the time.
I still play all my old favorites, but Yeah, mostly I've been playing Beach Buggy Blitz.
It's good. Well, if you want to email us like Daniel and Lewis and Jordan did, you can do so at podcast@androidcentral.com. You can get us all on Twitter at Android Central, at Phil Nickinson, at GBHIL is Jerry, at Alex Dobie. But probably the better place is Google Plus, and you can just search all our names. Have you guys gotten your vanity whatevers yet? No?
No.
Oh, no. Nope.
I am Plus Phil Nickinson.
I knew it.
Renee Riccia.
I have an excuse, though. They gave mine to Matthew Inman.
Oh, Renee Riccia just ordered me some new business cards, and it says, at Phil Nickinson plus Phil Nickinson. And it kind of looks weird seeing both on there. I think we need to consolidate and have them all just work on, you know, and I guess at works on Google Plus as well when you type it. But anyway, as we are every week, we are brought to you by shopandroid.com. Call 888-468-6158. For all of your Android accessory needs. And if you haven't, go buy a Lloyd t-shirt, Lloyd gear, pen, hat. Shirts are badass. They're awesome. They're really, really good. And you can leave us a voicemail like Eric and John and Peter and Remy and Andrew did at that same number, 888-468-6158, extension 222. That's it. We're done. I'm not sure what's going on next week, because I'm going to be on the other side of the planet. So if we do a podcast, it might be a little earlier in the day. But keep an eye out. We will have notes or something. I don't know, but there's a whole lot of good stuff going on next week with the LG event. Again, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. HTC, Motorola. Is that it? I think that's it.
Apple, later in the week.
Apple, yeah. You know, we got to pay attention to that. Contests. Yep, a lot of good stuff. Jerry, Alex, thank you. Mickey, Corey, we miss you guys. We'll be back soon. You guys don't even want to know what the chat room's talking about right now, but chat room, good night. See ya. That's it. We're done. Stick a fork in us. Catch y'all later.
Later on, folks.
Bye.